You are listening to Space Questions, answered by Jeff. Brought to you by SpaceVidcast.com, making space commonplace.
Hey gang, it's Jeff with another one for you. This is a recent question I've been asked, and it just happened to be raining, so it's perfect timing. But the question is, can the space shuttle launch or land in the rain? The reason that question was asked was because they had noticed that during STS-128, the first attempt to launch was actually scrubbed because of some really bad storms and some heavy rain and a lot of thunder and all that. Plus the fact that there was actually lightning strikes within a mile and a half or so of the launch pad. But to answer the question, no, the shuttle can't launch or land in the rain. There are rules about it. The reason why it can't launch in the rain is because the orbiter's tiles have a thin coat of waterproofing on them. The rain can get between the tiles, and as the shuttle stack ascends through the atmosphere, it experiences temperatures of about 500 degrees Fahrenheit as it climbs. These temperatures are over twice the boiling point of water. If the rain water beneath the tiles, or between them even, experiences anything over 212 degrees Fahrenheit, which is the boiling point of water, it turns into steam. Jeez, it's raining. Sorry. If it does turn into steam, that's a bad thing because the tiles are only held on by some glue to a piece of felt which is attached to the airframe. And if it does hit boiling point, it can pop the tiles off, which obviously makes it potentially deadly for the crew when it's time for them to come home. Now obviously they won't launch in the rain, so they won't launch in a thunderstorm like this. Apollo 12 was hit by lightning on its way up, and fortunately, very luckily, nothing got damaged. It did knock some system offline, but it didn't disable them or damage them. They just continued on. If the shuttle launched within 20 miles of the storm cell, there is a risk of it being hit by lightning, which is why they have the rules in place. You can't launch if it's less than 20. Unfortunately, solid rocket booster makes a good conductor compared to the surrounding atmosphere, which is why they don't launch in the rain. The reason the shuttle orbiter doesn't land in the rain, or if the clouds are kind of thick below about 4,000 feet, The reason it doesn't do that below 4,000 feet, or if the clouds are kind of thick, is because the orbiter is a glider. When it re-enters the atmosphere, it's falling at about 10,000 feet per minute, which is a little over 166 feet every second. There's a reason it's nicknamed Flying Brick. The crew only gets one chance to land, so they want to land in the best conditions possible. If you guys log into spacevidcast.com/live, you can chat or ask questions 24/7, and log in especially every Friday morning at 2 a.m. Universal Coordinated Time. If you live in the U.S. on Daylight Savings, that's Thursday nights at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern, 9 Central, and 7 Pacific. Or if you're in Standard Time or don't honor Daylight Savings, it's 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central, and 6 Pacific. Also make sure you tune in during the shuttle missions. We got a few folks in chat who are less geeky than I am, and probably a lot drier too, who are always happy to answer your questions. That landing was getting close. We have people in chat who like to answer questions. We have people who, know a lot about space or, space shuttle and aerospace and aviation, So come on in. Ask questions. We're in there. We got live HD. We do live interviews during launches and during the landings and all that. We give away prizes through Twitter. We have HD and standard def just in case your computer can't handle the HD. If it wasn't for people like you asking questions like this, we wouldn't be where we are today. So thank you. And thank you for listening. We hope to see you guys in chat. If you have any questions, feel free to email me, please. My account is Jeff, J-E-P-H, at spacevidcast.com. Until next time, keep your eyes to the sky. And now I'm going to go inside and get out of this stupid rain. Jeez.